Someone recently gave me a collection of songs from the 80s because I am a child of the 80s. And one of the songs is In Your Eyes. You may know it. I won't tell you who wrote it, but you'll figure it out. But as you're listening to the songs and thinking about your youth, you know, when the body used to work like you told it, there's a beautiful verse that goes, I can see the doorways to 1,000 churches in your eyes. Doorways to 1,000 churches in your eyes. And reflecting on the passages that Jesus taught us, that it is impossible to love the God that you have never seen if you don't love the neighbor that you do see. Or further, he says, where two or three of you are gathered in my name, there I am in your midst. Or if you did it to the least of my brethren, you did it to me. It is impossible to be a Christian in theory, to simply have it in your mind. It's not a bad philosophy. You have to be able to look in your neighbor's eyes and see the way to salvation through them. In other words, what your neighbor needs, who she or he is, how you interact with them, upon that will depend your salvation and your vision of God. Although our faith may seem ephemeral, our belief is very concrete. Love your neighbor, love God. And it's impossible to love God if you think your neighbor is a pain in the neck and you're going to ruin his life. Impossible. And there is an old saying that goes, you can never love anyone completely if you hate anyone even partially. Because your heart, you, are one vessel. How can you say with the same lips and with the same heart, I love you with all my heart, while with that very same heart you tell someone else, but I hate you? It's impossible. Both the infection of hatred and neglect and the beauty of love and compassion stems from the same source. And so when we think of what kind of Christian we are, you don't have to go far. Look in the eyes of the next person you see. And can you see in their eyes the doorways to 1,000 churches? Because our salvation doesn't always depend just on me, but how I treat you. I can't say, I'm going to save me. The ship is sinking. Good luck. Send me a postcard if you make it. Because God will ask me, where is your brother and where is your sister? From the very first chapter of Genesis, when he created us, he created us together and he said, watch out for each other. It's not good enough just to save yourself. Take care of one another. Christos Voskres.